You know what the scariest thing is? To not know your place in this world. To not know why you're here. It's just an awful feeling.
Welcome to another edition of Career Callings. I'm your host, Robbie Romeiser, and at Career Callings, our purpose is to help you avoid the financial and emotional pain of a bad career decision by helping you find, prepare for, and pursue the work God created you to do. We're glad you could join us today, and we invite you to share your questions and comments by phone, text, or email. To call or text, join us at 864-381-7649. That's 864-381-7649. Or by email at robbie@careercallings.net. That's R-O-B-B-I-E @careercallings.net. Not too long ago, I interviewed a fellow named Blake Burrow, owner of the Knights of Siena Fencing School and also an executive recruiter with the Kidder Group in Greenville, South Carolina. When we had our conversation, we were talking about some of the things that he has learned through his experiences, both as an entrepreneur and as an executive recruiter, and how that applies to the career callings process, helping people to discover their career calling, the work that God had created them to do, and also to help them understand how to go about competing for work in that field which God has called them to. Today, I want to welcome back Blake Burrow back into the studio, and also his much better half, and certainly much prettier half, Lee Blake Burrow, his wife. Welcome to the studio, guys.
Thanks for having us.
We know what Blake does. Now, Lee, tell us a little bit about I believe you're a dance instructor and also own a jewelry business of some kind. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what you do?
I teach dance and different fitness classes. And in my free time, I do make jewelry.
Fantastic. And Blake and Lee are in studio today to talk about a new venture that they are going to pursue or in the process of pursuing right now. And it's a venture that is going to be fantastic in helping people to prepare for the work God has called them to do and also to help them to compete for the work that God has called them to do. And it's something I wanted to ask. Just tell us a little bit about this idea behind this organization you're creating called Teach Me Morpheus.
Teach Me Morpheus is taking online learning and bringing it down to the every average day person on the street who has a skill, can create things that teaches or shows people how to do things. Recently, I was at a national championship in Richmond, Virginia, and the referees that were there were, at that day, kind of less than par. I had some students that were trying to get a NCAA scout to pay attention to them, to watch how they were doing their, performing their skills on the fencing strip. And the ref was making mistakes, and one of the individuals that was there said, "That referee must have learned how to referee from YouTube," to which we all kind of laughed and thought that was really funny. And then somebody made the comment, the best way to learn how to lose at a national level is to get all your tactics and strategy from YouTube, because that's where all the experts were. Mm-hmm. And as we all got done laughing, somebody then made the statement that if I or one of the other national coaches, if they put videos out on YouTube, that they would watch them. And then somebody said, "Well, watch them. I'd even pay to watch them." And having 9 fencing facilities, having 300-400 students at a time, I thought to myself, well, I don't have any videos on YouTube, and I have lots of students. And I said, well, the reason I don't have anything on YouTube is because students pay a monthly fee. That's how I provide for my family. That's how I put food on the table. So I wouldn't have anything on YouTube because YouTube is free. And I was talking to other people there over that weekend, and I asked them if there was an opportunity for them to take their knowledge, take their skill, take the things that they were passionate about that they knew how to do in fencing, would they be willing to put it up on some type of site where they could charge some monetary value for their knowledge? They said, yeah, that would be great, but nothing like that exists. And then as I was talking to one coach after another coach, one of them finally came up to me and said, well, why would you just limit yourself with fencing? Why not have it be sports in general? Then I thought to myself, wow, that'd be great. I could have teachmesports.com. Mm-hmm. And as I'm driving back, I'm talking to people. And as I was talking to one person after another, they said, well, why are you just limiting yourself with sports? Why not teach me anything? Anything that somebody takes another individual and shows them how to do, right now you do in front of the person physically, kind of one-on-one. And basically the idea of Teach Me Morpheus was to create a new delivery system, to take the internet, take online learning, so that anybody could share their knowledge for somebody else and share that knowledge and skill and basically monetize it, kind of like for a dollar. And everybody is currently already doing that with doing music, with buying stuff on iTunes. And talking with parents about this idea, they're like, you know, my child has done karate, or my child has had this problem with reading or math. Instead of combing through hundreds and hundreds of free videos on YouTube, wouldn't it be nice to just go, hey, I specifically want this. I want it for 5 minutes, and I can download it to my portable device. So if my son or daughter is getting tutored, if they miss it, they can see it again and again and again. I mean, how many times do we go out there and get advice from somebody that we look at and say, wow, that's really valuable. That's really powerful. I really appreciate you taking the time. And then you go away and life goes on. And then 2 days later, you're like, what exactly did they say? How was that framed? What was the specific reference that they gave me? And I have forgotten. With everything that goes on in life, if you had the ability to just hit pause, rewind, and replay it and have that information, that would be great. How many mistakes could you avoid? And that basically now we're able to put a company together that is going to do that for people.
Good, good. That's fantastic. One of the biggest complaints I hear about YouTube is that you never know what you're going to get. You don't know if the provider of the video is really an expert or not. So how is Teach Me Morpheus going to deal with that? How are you going to qualify those people as experts?
We plan on going to 500 cities over a year, and we plan on having 100 dedicated salespeople per city. Basically, at the end, winding up with 50,000 people that are out there trained to go after the experts in their local city, to go after the people that have something to teach, people that repair things, people that create things, people that enrich other people's lives. And what they're going to do is they're going to explain to them the platform that Teach Me Morpheus is, how it can affect their business, how it's an additional revenue stream that they can capture that they currently don't have. Much in the same way that Amazon and eBay took advantage of the internet as far as shipping physical goods from anywhere in the world, now we take people's intellectual knowledge, their intellectual property, and we package it and allow them to monetize it in the same way so that they take the same advantages of, say, eBay or Amazon to be able to use the internet. And those representatives that are going out there for Teach Me Morpheus to find those companies, they're the ones doing the pre-qualification process because the sales reps own those accounts. And we're creating something that exists that doesn't exist, we think, now, which is a perpetual income stream for the salespeople that are out there. So, for instance, if the person winds up selling somebody on the idea, getting them to use the platform, what winds up happening is that sales guy would wind up getting 10% every time that video got downloaded. Now, one video at 10 cents, you know, out of the dollar doesn't sound like a lot. But if you start thinking that if you get 10 people, 100 people, and then it becomes 1 million views, 2 million views, 4 million views, you get on what that is. If you were the person that brought that next sensation onto the Teach Me Morpheus platform, you could have a perpetual revenue stream that's in the tens of thousands of dollars a day, $1 million a year. And unlike other jobs where if you get fired or someone lets you go and your income stream is gone, the contract that we're making with those people, that as long as those videos are relevant, as long as people keep downloading those videos, they will continue to get a paycheck. And we think that is kind of our winning combination besides the revenue sharing, bringing it to a level that basically everyone will get to be able to use it and see it.
That packs quite a punch. I mean, that's an enticing opportunity.
Yeah. For anybody out there that would want to, say, work for a Facebook or a Google, I mean, one of the interesting statistics that we have is that 2 million people last year applied to go work at Google. Out of those 2 million people that sent resumes, they only hired 5,000. So that's a lot of disenfranchised people looking for a job or an opportunity. And when you get to be your own boss, set your own schedule, and you don't have to sit in a cubicle anymore, then amazing things can happen for those individuals that really want to seize the opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's how Teach Me Morpheus compares to a YouTube type of concept. How would Teach Me Morpheus compare to other for-pay learning websites like lynda.com, like udemy.com, and so many others that are out there now? What makes Teach Me Morpheus different?
All of the current online services that exist out there, they're great services. They offer great content and knowledge to their end customers, but they're subscription-based. They're joined for a year. They're joined for a month. They're pay $20, $30, $50. Some of them you can pay up to $1,000 or $2,000 to go through their 8-week course, their 9-week course, their 3-hour course. The thing that makes Teach Me Morpheus unique is it's pay as you go. I want to learn how specifically to do this. I just pay my $1. I want to learn how to do that. This guy thinks that his content's a little better, so he pays $2. Our range and our basket of all of the 5 to 10 minute videos that are on our site are between $1 and $5, and we empower the person who is making those videos. When those are uploaded, they determine that price. So basically, we are breaking capitalism down to its basic components.
You're going to have people that maybe want to go through the process of creating their own videos, other people who won't know, have a clue, won't have resources, won't have the desire to create their own videos. How would someone who wants to be a content provider but has no clue how to organize a presentation or create a video, how can they participate in Teach Me Morpheus? Are you going to give them some tools to be able to help them get online, so to speak?
The people who want to be content provider will have one of two options. They will be able to contact their local sales rep, who will come in, explain to them what makes a good video, how to present it, how to basically present those items and ideas that they want to transfer to their end user or their customer. Kind of the angles, the lighting, how to do the sound, kind of like what you guys do in radio. And then on the other side, LEC Media, kind of giving us a little proof in the pudding, they're going to have 5 and 10 minute videos on Teach Me Morpheus. Those will be free, that they're going to say to people, hey, this is how to do a video with your iPhone, with your Android, with your iPad, with this line of possible video cameras that you can buy at your local store, such as like Best Buy. And then they'll offer services and say, okay, you went and did it yourself. That's great. And you want to know whether or not it can be any better. You can do a Dropbox thing, send them the video, and they'll edit it for you. All in that vein of trying to make a revolution of online learning so that instead of having to take a big, long, boring course, you can actually just drill down and get specifically what you're looking for. And we are the society of don't bore me with the details, just give me what I need.
Absolutely. Like what you're hearing so far? We'll be back in mere moments with Blake and Leek Blakeborough about TeachMeMorpheus.com.